I got to spend a day in my old stomping grounds in Port Wing, Wisconsin last week. I knew it was going to be a wonderful day when the very first thing I saw when I woke up was a bobcat. I had to be at South Shore School at about 9:30, but that left me a bit of time for a walk on Big Pete Road on the eastern side of a protected boreal forest. I wasn't out long, but I did see 8 Red Cross bills flying over, heard sandhill cranes and red-winged blackbirds calling in the wetlands adjacent to the forest, and most fun of all, watched 3 pileated woodpeckers working out their romantic and territorial entanglements. One male had been calling from and drumming on a big dead pine for several minutes when a female flew in and joined him. Suddenly a second male flew in. This one wasn't so welcome, and he and the first male did some interesting displays at one another before the new arrival took off, the first male following as if to make sure he entirely left the territory. Then he flew back to his pine tree and hammered a victory drum roll. Too soon it was time for me to leave, but fortunately I was headed to South Shore School. My friend Deanna Erickson, the education coordinator at the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, has been working with teachers in Port Wing for the past 4 years, helping them incorporate outdoor learning and Lake Superior into their classrooms. This year, some students will be making signage for a DNR restoration project where my beloved Port Wing sewage ponds are now becoming a restored wetland, and I was going to spend the day with 3 groups of kids learning about the birds of the area. I got to the school a half hour before Deanna, when the organized program would begin, so I got to spend some time talking individually with some of Erica Suo's 3rd and 4th graders. Erica has done a wonderful job of getting her kids started learning about birds. Some of them told me what their favorite birds are. Birds of prey are always among the top picks, whether I'm talking to kids or adults, and the speedy peregrine falcon always makes a huge impression.
My name is Dixon, and my favorite bird is the peregrine falcon. I like it very much because it is the fastest animal on earth.
Hi, my name is Silas. My favorite bird is the peregrine falcon. I like it because it is the fastest bird in the world and a great hunter.
I'd seen 2 bald eagles that very morning in Port Wing. There are at least a couple of nests in my favorite haunts there, so I'm not at all surprised that eagles have fans.
My name is Aiden, and my favorite bird is a bald eagle because it's very rare and unique.
My own favorite bird made the cut.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and I like the chickadee because it's small, cute, and it's fluffy.
This was the first week that I'd heard robins singing their lovely spring song, and I got to watch several running in the marshes.
My name is Richard, and I like the robin because they always stick together.
Even when it's not National Blue Jay Awareness Month, Mark Twain's favorite has its ardent fans.
Hi, my name is Maddie. My favorite bird is the blue jay because it is intelligent and aggressive.
Listening to these bright, articulate, knowledgeable 3rd and 4th grade kids gives me hope for the future of birds and of human beings. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.